I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. The candidates for Georgia's hotly contested governor's race had their first televised debate last night. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports they spent a large part of the time talking about voting rights.
Midway through the debate, Republican Brian Kemp was asked if he used his position as Secretary of State to suppress minority voters in elections. His response?
If you look at the numbers, minority participation in Georgia is up 23%. We have a million more people on our voter rolls today than we had when I took office.
But Democrat Stacey Abrams said voter suppression was about more than being on the rolls.
It's also about creating an atmosphere of fear, making people worry that their votes won't count.
The pair have clashed in recent weeks over everything from rejected absentee ballots to Georgia's strict voter registration law. They both face Libertarian Ted Metz in November. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
A federal judge will soon decide whether Georgia's voter signature match law is constitutional. Attorneys for multiple voting and civil rights groups were in court yesterday arguing that the law has the potential to disenfranchise thousands of people ahead of the November election. Under current law, the state can reject absentee ballots if the voter's signature doesn't match the one on file. A similar lawsuit against Gwinnett County voting officials and Secretary of State Brian Kemp was heard yesterday as well. Meanwhile, the NAACP has filed complaints with election officials alleging that some voting machines mistakenly showed votes that were cast for Stacey Abrams, registering for her opponent, Brian Kemp. They say voting machines in two counties, including Bartow and Dodge, didn't initially register the correct votes. Phyllis Blake, president of the Georgia NAACP, tells USA Today that the group plans to file two more complaints involving voting machines in Henry and Cobb counties. State and local election officials have come under fire from civil rights groups and voting rights groups over complaints about efforts to suppress black votes. Kemp, who oversees the state's election system, has denied any wrongdoing. A Nobel Prize-winning energy expert says Georgia is a leader in clean energy production. GPB's Cindy Hill has the story.
Dr. Marilyn Brown directs Georgia Tech's Climate and Energy Policy Lab. She was on a team of scientists, energy, and policy leaders that won the 2007 Nobel Peace Prize for work mitigating climate change. In a recent talk at Georgia Southern University, Brown said Georgia is working to cut carbon emissions in two significant ways.
The utility-scale solar systems that are being constructed mostly in southern Georgia. Also, though, Plant Vogtle, we're keeping the nuclear option alive, and of course, nuclear is a carbon-free form of electricity.
The nuclear power plant expansion has been widely criticized for delays and billions of dollars in cost overruns, but Brown says the plant should eventually pay off with low-cost clean energy. For GPB News, I'm Cindy Hill.
Hundreds of law enforcement officers are being deployed ahead of the Georgia-Florida football game this weekend. Jacksonville Sheriff Mike Williams says 600 officers will be on hand when 7th-ranked UGA plays 9th-ranked University of Florida this weekend at TIAA Bank Field. Six people were shot near the Jacksonville Jaguars Stadium Sunday afternoon before the game against Houston. The sheriff says they will turn the tide of violence before the two college football rivals take the field. Kickoff is Saturday afternoon at 3:30. And the Atlanta Hawks host the Dallas Mavericks tonight in their home opener at the newly revamped State Farm Arena. Tip-off is 7:30 p.m. The Hawks are currently in 11th place in the NBA East with a 1-win, 2-loss record. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're at GPB News.